Explain why clean asteroid samples matter for the question of how life may begin, while separating evidence from speculation. If scientists find chemicals linked to life in space, what does that prove and what does it not prove? Why is a protected sample more useful than a rock that fell through Earth atmosphere? What makes a scientific mystery exciting instead of frustrating? Asteroid Bennu is not interesting because it is a dramatic space rock. It is interesting because it is a preserved chemical archive. NASA OSIRIS-REx is the sample return mission that brought material from Bennu back to Earth. Scientists can study that material with less contamination than many meteorites because it did not sit in rain, soil, or a museum drawer before testing. The key idea is careful. Bennu did not show evidence of life. It showed ingredients and environments that help researchers think about chemistry before biology exists. A helpful image is a clean evidence bag from a crime scene. The bag does not solve the case by itself, but it makes each small trace more believable. That matters for students of science because the headline can be misleading. The result is not life found in space. The safer claim is that some useful building blocks can form away from Earth, and clean samples help scientists test that idea with stronger evidence. Meteorites are useful, but they fall through the atmosphere, hit the ground, and can mix with Earth material. Bennu is different. A spacecraft touched the asteroid, collected dust and small stones, sealed the sample, and returned it to a laboratory. This matters because chemistry before life is full of tiny signals. If scientists detect amino acids or salts, they need to know whether those chemicals came from space or from a parking lot, a desert, a lab bench, or a handling tool. Imagine two teams testing the same dark powder. One team knows the powder was sealed from space to the lab. The other team knows only that the powder was found on the ground after a hot fall through the sky. Both teams can learn something, but the first team can make stronger claims about where the chemicals came from. A meteorite is a rock from space that reaches Earth's surface. Meteorites are still valuable, but Bennu gives scientists a cleaner comparison point. One of the most striking Bennu findings is not a flashy molecule, but a set of salts and minerals. Some of them form when salty water evaporates over a long time. That suggests Bennu came from a parent body where liquid water once changed the rock. The lesson is subtle. Bennu itself is a small asteroid now, but its chemistry can preserve evidence from a larger, earlier world. That earlier world is called a parent body, meaning the larger object that Bennu material likely came from. A salt crystal is easy to ignore, but it can act like a timestamp. If salty water once moved through the parent body, then simple chemistry had a place to react, dry, concentrate, and change. Those steps do not create life by themselves, but they make the environment more interesting than a dry rock floating alone. Researchers reported molecules linked to life, such as amino acids and nucleobases. Amino acids are molecules used to build proteins. Nucleobases are molecules used in DNA and RNA. DNA and RNA are information molecules that living cells use. But a kitchen full of ingredients is not the same thing as a cooked meal. That distinction protects the science from hype. The finding supports the idea that useful chemistry may be widespread in the solar system. It does not show that life started on Bennu or that life is common everywhere. This is a good place to practice scientific language. The sample contains ingredients that life uses is careful. The sample contains life is not careful. The first sentence matches the evidence. The second sentence jumps far beyond it. Many amino acids can exist in left-handed and right-handed versions. The phrase left-handed means the molecule has one of two mirror image shapes. Known living things on this planet use mostly left-handed amino acids. NASA notes that Bennu contains a more equal mixture, which makes the puzzle sharper. If early chemistry could make both versions, why did biology on our planet strongly choose one? This is the kind of question that makes the sample powerful. It gives answers, but it also makes older questions more precise. A student can read this result in two layers. The basic layer is that Bennu preserved useful chemistry. The deeper layer is that the preserved chemistry does not match every pattern in living cells. That gap is not a failure. It is exactly where the next research question begins. What is the most important difference between chemistry before life and life? Which Bennu clue is strongest to you? Salts, amino acids, nucleobases, or molecule shape? How would you explain this discovery to someone without overselling it? What new experiment would you want scientists to run next? Why is the Bennu sample different from many meteorites? It was collected in space and returned in a controlled way, so it is less affected by Earth contamination. What is the difference between finding ingredients for life and finding life? What problem does a controlled sample return reduce? It reduces the problem of Earth contamination. Why do small contamination risks matter in this kind of research? What can salts and evaporite minerals suggest? They can suggest that salty water once evaporated and left minerals behind. Why might an ordinary-looking mineral be more important than a dramatic headline? Why does the lesson compare ingredients with a cooked meal? Because having chemical parts is not the same as having a living system. How can scientists make exciting findings without exaggerating them? What is the handedness puzzle? Earth life mostly uses left-handed amino acids, but prebiotic samples can contain both left and right forms. Why can a better question be as valuable as a direct answer? Bennu is cool because it makes space chemistry feel concrete. A tiny sample can hold clues about water, minerals, organic molecules, and the limits of our current explanations. The strongest scientific attitude here is not, we solved life. It is, we have cleaner evidence and sharper questions.